Hello and welcome to PlayStation Best Friends Presents Faster Than Reloading episode 21 for the week of September 7th, 2020. We're dropping every week to give you the rundown on all the latest gaming news you could possibly need. I'm your host, Anthony Palm. Joining me, as always, Chicago's prodigal son, Miguel Alvarez.
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
And the O2, Jeffrey Mizrahi. I don't know who filled that in. I still haven't come up with the name of them. It's been weeks and
weeks. What up, what up?
Possibly months.
Wait, what is... Oh, I thought someone else typed. I might have just hit the keyboard accidentally and like added like
like you numbers. Just went to delete it and then just press button.
No, but how would I hit O and two? Those zero and two. Those keys are so far away from each other.
Added it. I don't know.
I'm the O two baby. O two. Jeff Miz up in the house. What's good?
What's your zip code? What's your zip code? Maybe I'll just like
do 1123 But it's kind of irrelevant.
Or not zip code. What's your area code?
Oh, asking a New Yorker what their area code is. My cell is, I'm a 917. I rep the 917 streets. 718 is another whole clan. You don't really fuck with those. The 212s, you don't want to talk to 212.
What is that, man? What's happened with the
212s, man?
What's the beef?
212s are newbies. 212s are the when we had to add more area codes.
You're not a New Yorker. 475 was that for Connecticut, where when they ran out of 203s, they had to add 475.
The area
like
code
you
wars.
Like it's so funny. Like anytime you see someone with a 475 number, you're like, oh, you have a Boost mobile phone, right?
So I know what you guys are all thinking. If you're watching the video, you'll see I'm holding up the Lego Razor Crest, and the question this week is, should I buy the Lego Razor Crest? And I say yes.
I have Kylo Shutter right next to me. I showed it off before we started recording, so I'm not going to get it again, but. So
the real question is, should you buy Marvel's Avengers? And I know
stealing my thunder.
Everyone's probably wondering if they should pick it up.
So do you want to do the news first, or do you want to just get into Avengers first? I feel like we should do the news first because the news
is not
really...
Get into the game.
I say get into the game. People are listening to this right now. Right. They want to know what our reviews are. I already showed the Lego. I gave my review.
All right, so this is
going
to be a spoiler-free review of the Avengers campaign only. We're not talking about the Avengers Initiative, which is all the post-game content. We're purely talking about the campaign. We're not going to talk... We might talk, like, vague spoilers, but we're not going to get explicit about... we're not going to say, like, you know, what the final boss interaction is. Like,
and we know that Cap is...
Yeah, Cap shows up, of course.
I mean, if you genuinely thought Cap wasn't going to show up, you haven't really paid attention to the game. So, we're sorry.
Exactly.
So starting off, let's just talk about the story performances from an overarching narrative point of view. I loved it. I thought it was amazing.
I think it's a general consensus among us that we all really enjoyed
the campaign.
I said it was
fantastic.
It's a fantastic campaign. Like on an
Kamala
IGN
story
scale,
from
said,
the top,
great, which would be
solid 8. Kamala's story, really cool. Definitely something not touched before in Marvel, in recent Marvel. You know, it's not in the MCU, and Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 was like doing an MCU-esque story. So it's like, oh, we already know the story. This was all like really new stuff for me, at least.
And I love that. And again, no explicit spoilers, but I love that Kamala's story really comes full circle at the end, because there was a moment towards the end where I'm like, wow, this really got away from that personal story of Kamala. And it's just, you know, like Michael Bay, everything blowing up. But then it does come full circle at the end. And I'm like, wow, they pulled it together like right at the end. And it was I really liked that at the final touch. But let's not skip to the end. Let's start from the beginning. So. The game pretty much starts you off with the mission from the beta, but there's an intro that was not included in the beta for probably this reason, because they wanted people to experience that when the game actually launched, and you know, so you can continue playing. But you start the game as Kamala, and you know, it's her wandering around A-Day and doing all these, you know, kind of fetch questy tasks. But I mean, it's fine because you know the story kind of plays out as you go. I thought the performance was great. I thought the character was great. I think that it really set the tone for the single player missions. I don't know. What Miguel, what did you think of Kamala?
As a character, as her story, her arc of a story, I think it's great. Like you mentioned it, like the boy's acting was fantastic. Then the just the little quirks animations that they did when they're like, you're supposed to react to something. It was like perfect. The emotions, like you could tell when like they were emotional, even in voice and like looking at the animations. That's what I mean. I think they did a better job with her in this game than the Marvel movies did with Spider-Man. Like introducing someone younger that doesn't have like actual powers like the guys and like put them into the like Avengers, you know, like because she is part of the Avengers now. In that universe, right?
Yeah, she becomes an Avenger. I don't think that's a
spoiler. And like Spider-Man, it's like in the movies, he is an Avenger towards the end, at the end. I think they did a better job than the Marvel movies did for Spider-Man, my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say better, but yeah, I would say very, like I love Spider-Man in MCU, but they did do an amazing job. Bring her into the, you know, younger Avenger from some of the cute lines towards the end. And then even in the beginning, just how she looks up and interacts with the Avengers on that A-Day prologue mission, I think was some of the most, I don't know, like heartwarming, wholesome, like really like amazing. Yeah.
Like really what a fan would be like. Yeah. It's like a fanboy would be acting up.
Fangirl.
Like
and I yeah, think your girl. Comparison of Spider-Man, I think you feel that way because in this game really was, I mean, there's the whole Inhuman story too, but this was really Kamala Khan's story. Whereas with Spider-Man in the MCU, it was Cap and Iron Man's story. And then Spider-Man was thrown in and then Spider-Man gets his own movie, but he's not part of the Avengers in that movie.
True.
Infinity War, Spider-Man's in it, but it's really about Thanos. You know what I mean? So this Kamala benefited. Exactly. That's the main character,
and they build the story around.
I think her character development benefited from that. Whereas Spider-Man, while I do think they handled him incredibly well in the MCU,
I agree.
Civil War wasn't about him. Infinity War wasn't about him. And even in Homecoming was about him, but not with the Avengers.
It was just story, not with the Avengers.
Kamala, we all loved. I didn't really. My expectations were all right. I want to see where they do with her, and you know.
Another thing that I think they did really good because of Kamala was because we all heard, right, when we saw the trailers and a couple clips or whatever, like, oh, this is not the Avengers, you know, they're just trying to copy the MCU guys. And at the end, I loved them. I loved all the characters, like the voice acting, the everything about those characters in the game, I loved. Like, they did an amazing job.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question, is what did you guys think of the voice performances? Because early in the game, it was kind of almost taking me out of it. Because I was like, Bruce is Troy. You know, Tony is Nolan. You know,
the first cutscene
like,
that like,
is
they had
Laura.
That,
Thor is Travis. You know what I mean? Like, I know those actors, those voice actors from so many other games. And by the end of it, yeah, I was into it and it didn't pull me out. But early in the game, I was kind of like, and it took me until the moment it kind of clicked was the mission that you re-recruit Tony. Because it wasn't Nolan North just yelling out Deadpool sounding, you know, like lines in the middle of combat of like cover your eyes or whatever the fuck he said when he does the unibeam, you know, like it wasn't like that. It was nuanced Nolan North being Tony Stark. And that was the kind of the scene/mission where I was like, all right, I'm good with. And I actually think Troy did an excellent job. He didn't sound like Joel. He didn't sound like Booker. You know what I mean? It sounded like he was a lot more nuanced, a lot more subtle as Bruce. I think Troy might have been the best performance outside of Kamala. But it was that first Tony mission that it really clicked of like, okay, Nolan is Tony. It's not, this isn't Deadpool Nolan. This isn't Nate Drake Nolan. This is Tony Stark. But early on, like in that first opening A-Day mission, I kind of was like, all right, I get it. Like, this is all the most popular voice actors.
See, but that was never in my, like, I didn't even thought of that.
Really?
That's probably because I just really don't care who's voicing them. Like, it's not that I know I care, Troy it's that I and them. And
I'm so familiar with
but
them.
But I'm like, I really don't care, bro. Like,
I actually thought Travis I know I'm familiar, great, but it's just like, too.
At the end of the day, like, I had to ask, I think, in the chat, right? Like, hey, is this guy, I think I asked you, Anthony, when we're like in the party chat.
You asked about like, it if Bruce was played
like,
by
Troy. Is that, yeah, and I'm like, oh, cool. All
who
right,
did
whatever.
Captain America? That's the only one I'm...
Captain America was, yeah, was someone who's like part of that crew, but like one of the lower guys. Feel free to look him up. But yeah, Cap was only, I mean, I agree with you, Anthony, on what you said about Troy Nolan. You know, in the beginning, it was a little distracting. Ah, this is classic. I've heard this voice 100 times. But towards the end, it's like, I'm like, all right, these guys are their own non-MCU versions that are actually very good. And then in terms of Captain America, I would say is the weakest voice, just because you not the voice, but performance, just because within the campaign just like, you get the least of him.
He was kind of just stoic all the time and didn't really have any nuance, you know.
Yeah, I don't. Didn't, yeah,
he's kind of just.
Let me say this really,
and that's kind of the complaint about Captain Chris Evans Cap in Avengers 1 too, is that he was always stoic.
I feel that he's like that just because he didn't have to interact with Kamala. So we never saw him
when he meets Kamala on A-Day and he gives her the comic, and this is like in the first 10 minutes of the game, yeah. So spoiler. That I thought was a good Captain America.
That's
what
I'm going.
Good. But that's what I'm saying, is like once he shows up at the end of the game.
Yeah, but there's a reason why he's like almost with no emotion after how many years, and then he's like, oh, I'm back, and like, oh shit, I gotta do all this shit now? Like what?
Oh, Jeff Shine, I think his name is. S-C-H-I-N-E. He was Carlos in the Resident Evil 3 remake. He was the local pedestrian population in Red Dead Redemption 2. He was an unlisted voice talent in Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Wow.
He was T5 Frank Aiello from Call of Duty World War 2. Don't know who or what that means. Danny Burke in Mafia 3.
No, that's nothing. But either way, yeah. So all the characters' performance, really solid story, just about Avengers assembling.
We agree that the story is great, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the only complaints I really had throughout the campaign was the missions that feel like they're designed for co-op, because it's just kind of like, go to this area, stand in this spot and hold this capture point, or go destroy these 7 arc reactors or whatever, like those types of missions. I wasn't really, I just didn't care about them. They're just kind of like there just to be filler missions. But the single, the missions were like, you couldn't change characters. Like you had to be Kamala for this mission, or you had to be Tony for this mission, or you had to be Nat for this mission. Those missions, I think were fantastic. I thought those were all excellent. And those, I think, outnumbered the other types of missions, I think. So,
yeah, they were.
That's why I'm not really weighing my campaign kind of mental score too much by
you
those
were
other ones.
When we talked about.
But I stewed on it and thought about it.
There was
really just one Iron Man mission that was pissing me off that kind of early in the game. Was making me.
Yeah, I think if you just do the Avengers Assemble campaign, you know, just the A missions, the pure campaign. First of all, you don't really, which is great. There's one part in the game that's like, do like get 20 fucking like enemy kills, which is like the easiest thing. Like you literally, it's just saying do any other mission that's not the story mission, and then come back here and then.
It took me 2, but that's because the mission that I happened to pick didn't have any of the fucking prime synthoids or whatever the fuck.
Oh, okay.
And then I did one more, and then I just got them like right away. But yeah, I was okay. So there's a point in the story where I had like major PTSD from Anthem, because in the Anthem campaign, you get about like 2/3 of the way through and it just presses a pause button. And it's like, go do all these random obscure objectives that you have to complete by randomly populating items that randomly appear in the overworld.
It wasn't directed. That was the issue with Anthem. Anthem, you had to
just
fucking Google it.
Random shit. And it was all random stuff that would randomly pop up, and you weren't guaranteed for those items or things like drops
to
pop
up. Go to
this
part of the map and pick up this.
And in Avengers, there's a moment where it's kind of an in-between missions before the final, It's either like before the final or before the second to final mission.
The final mission.
Where it's like, go get, go kill 20 synthoids and go kill 2 riot bots and go kill 1 prime synthoid. And it's like, you could do that all in one mission and it's not random drops. If you kill a synthoid, it's going drop the item you need.
Yeah, if you, you do that mission, you're going to get it.
If you, okay, so I'm just going to give everyone a tip because everyone knows Captain America exists in this game. They didn't build a playable version of him to only play in the opening mission. If you do the Captain America iconic mission for this objective, you will get it done in one shot.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I did, yeah.
Because I did the Black Widow one, and the Black Widow one just didn't have any prime synthoids in it. So yeah, I started Caps one, got the two prime synthoids, and then backed out.
So honestly, it's actually good that the game has a side thing, has a moment where it's like, play this cool side mission, you know, just to see what other side missions are potential of.
I wish it at least told for like you and I know, but like for someone that doesn't play these live service games, I do wish it said like, these enemy types are in this mission, at least for one at least for when that objective is live. For people that don't play live service games.
I could see someone getting frustrated because he's accidentally, not accidentally, but he doesn't know, he's just randomly picking one that doesn't have those specific guys.
Right, or like it doesn't tell you what mission to go to, so you're just like, what do I do?
Yeah, yeah, so just stops playing.
For me, it was fine. For me, that was fine. I freaked out at first because I had PTSD from Anthem, and then Jeff's like, no, 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 it's not that bad, and then I did it, and I got it done like right away, and it was fine. I do have a slight problem with the final mission of the game, and this is not spoiler related. This is mechanic wise. It's not a problem as much as just I just wish they tailored it a little bit differently. There's, you start in one location in the final mission, do this like weird Lego Marvel almost level, and then it pulls you back to the helicarrier, but you're still technically in mission, and then you go to the final location of the game. I wish they just broke it out into two, like one small mission. And then the final
mission. It's one of those where it wouldn't make sense if you did random shit in between those. So it's like they have to kind of stitch them together.
Yeah, it's a video.
But
that's like,
yeah,
that's,
so,
like, that's like fucking Sahelanthropus showing up in Metal Gear, and then it brings me back to the ACC, and then I'm like, oh, let me go 20, go do 20 side missions. It's like, it's a video. That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, so besides that bad, not bad, honestly, not bad. Sorry. Besides that one section that makes you play one side mission, the rest of the missions are linear. Fucking Tomb Raider remake-esque, Uncharted, straightforward experiences that are, at first, you know, pretty, like, well-made and...
The mission in Heroes Park, I thought, was awesome. I thought that was ripped right out of Tomb Raider, I think. Like, that felt like a Tomb Raider level to me.
Okay, a couple things.
Yeah.
First, if you just do the campaign and do the missions that tell you that are the Avenger missions,
yeah, the A ones,
Jarvis even tells you, I've marked the main missions with the Avengers.
Yeah, you're gonna be fine. Don't worry about anything. Anthony, we had a talk before he hit the, and he was freaking the fuck out. He had Anthem
because Anthem just like got PTSD.
I'm gonna, I hate this game. I don't want to do this. Like, dude, just relax. All right, it's gonna be fine. And I did that, and I got to that point, and then I just did that mission. I'm like, did I do something like wrong or something? I'm like, okay, I aced it, whatever.
Jeff and I were talking on like our DMs.
Yeah,
I didn't want to.
So I was like, just
and
relax,
I was like,
bro.
Yeah, this is fine.
Yeah, it was fine. Just do that mission and you're fine.
I just, like I said, Anthem fucked me up, man. Because I was so gung ho about like finishing the Anthem campaign, and it's like, it's just a giant pause button. I still haven't finished the Anthem campaign because I just like ran out of steam.
The last mission, just to touch up back a little bit with Anthony's stuff. I feel, especially towards the end of that mission, they just like threw a bunch of enemies like. And I was like, what the fuck are they coming from? Like every time you kill one of the bigger enemies,
there's a part where there's an enemy who's like, who has a thruster engine that you have to destroy. I won't say what the enemy is. But it's like, yeah, I was trying to, like, I'm playing as Captain America, and I'm trying to keep throwing my shield at it because I can't get close to it. And I feel like I'm just getting shot from every angle.
From
like,
everywhere, but whatever.
On?
It's fine. You'll, like, figure out, and you're like, okay, whatever.
I thought that whole ending sequence was, like, chaotic enough and
chaotic,
cool, like, the environment. It was raining. There was a bunch of cool things. And I'm like, and it was framey at points, but I was like, dude, this is going to be insane.
We need to talk about it.
It's going to look insane on a PS5.
And the other thing, because we started talking about it towards the end, you two. This game was made by the guys that made the first Tomb Raiders.
Yeah.
And Jeff, two. Like, seemed to have, yeah, the first two, that's what I said. The first two, like, Jeff, remake, like, kind of, like, yeah.
Yeah, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition on PS4 and Tomb Raider.
No, I knew they made that. I just forgot that they didn't make the third one,
Shadow. The third one, okay.
They had to have helped on Shadow of the Tomb Raider, right? Like, it couldn't be 100% yeah. Eidos, because Eidos helped with this game, too.
Did they? Oh, I have
yeah.
no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, they helped out. This is why some of these missions, like the single player, was especially the ones that you get to play as a new character when you like unlock them or whatever. When you get to those points, who like you're playing as a new character, like those missions are fantastic. Like they feel like a Tomb Raider game, like a Tomb Raider, like
Black Widow's intro mission. Like, I thought was fucking awesome.
And the captain, I mean, all of them were amazing, I think.
Yeah, that's not, I don't want to spoil that.
I'm not
going to
touch about it. I'm just saying, like, all of them are the really, really good.
Captain America shows back up was fucking awesome.
Yep.
No, yeah, I agree.
And
I
you can tell that this game, at first, started as a Tomb Raider-like game. I was telling Jeff that those open areas missions that you have to go, like, defend 3 points or whatever, I feel like those were sections like in Tomb Raider. There are like a small section and you like need to do a bunch of stuff there and then clear it out and then move to the other section and stuff like that. Like in the Tomb Raider games, there are just like cutting sections. I feel then they had to, they were like, oh, well, like around 2015, Destiny, you know, Taken King came out and it like got really popular. And they're like, well, let's see. How about if we make some changes here, and it just became to what it is now. But I feel like this game was going to be a single player only game.
It definitely can be. It definitely, you know, if money's not a big thing. Exactly. Yeah. If you could find this on sale in the future at some point or whatever, you just want an Iron Man, you want a Marvel thing and you're worried about it might be too bogged down by the live server stuff. Not even close. No. There is an easy to find, so it's not even like hidden or something.
In two sections,
5 to 6 hour great campaign that I wholly recommend.
If you want more for campaign, because I finished the campaign and I'm still like at 50-something%. So if you want to like 100% it,
well, I was kind of confused by that because you 100% of the reassemble story, but then it says reassemble campaign 40 or 50% or something like that.
Yeah, but we never did the side missions. I didn't touch them at all.
If I'm being honest, because I think I'm a little different than you guys, because I think you guys are still playing it. I'm kind of good. I beat the campaign, and I'm like, all right, like I might fuck around with it a little more, but like I'm not gonna grind it, you know. So I might go back to it later, but I'm also still playing
Ghost of Tsushima, which is totally fine, you know. I'm literally saying that there is a good single player game.
I think you could play the campaign and then drop it, and I would say it's worth playing. I don't know if it's worth $60. I mean, that's going to depend on the person. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of hard to justify a 10-ish hour game for $60.
I'm going to stop you there. If you're a Marvel fan, boy or girl, I think it's worth the $60.
Yeah. Honestly, listener,
that's fair.
Listener, think about how many Marvel movies you've seen in theaters, how much time you've gotten of enjoyment, how many times you've seen them multiple times, and just equate that money to the amount of time you'll be spending on this, you know?
And another thing, too, we ask for single player games, right? As a commuter or whatever. And like, I feel like some studios and publishers have heard that. And For them to put out this game, that which is like around between 10, right? 10 to 12 hours or whatever, depends on your pace. Between 8 to 12, around there. And then we get something like Last of Us. This is like 25 hours and people complain that it's too long. Exactly. This is...
I didn't dock it for being too long. Oh, no. This needs to end.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind this being $16 if it hits a sweet spot and the story's amazing.
I could have done with maybe one or two more missions, like the final mission where you get to play. See, it's kind of all the Avengers.
One thing, after you do, you finish the campaign.
Maybe an extra hour or two, you know.
After you finish the campaign, there are some, like, after story stuff that you're able to do. And there are actual missions. They're not like, oh, just bullshit shit. There's actual missions.
I just did a pretty cool Taskmaster fight in one of the Avengers Initiative missions.
So there's stuff, really good stuff still there.
So yeah, so overall, we like the campaign. I just want to segue now to some of the other stuff, the Avengers Initiative stuff.
Like, score on the campaign.
I give it 9. 9 out of 10.
Anthony?
I give it an 8.
8? I think I'm going 9, too, on it. And it's only a 9 because of the performance. There's some frame drips, dude. Yeah,
that's a big part of it.
It's a PS5 game. At the end of the day, it's a PS5 game.
I think it's a PS5 game. Because
it runs pretty... And I had it on performance mode, not 4K mode, too.
I had it on performance mode, too.
I had 4K.
Mm. Oh, really?
I wonder if it locks it to 30 in 4K, whereas we had variable maybe on performance.
I don't know.
Because there was moments where it ran at basically 60. I don't know if it was 15 or 60. It felt really good. Really well. Like, it felt really good when it runs good. Like, there's moments where I'm playing as, like, Black Widow or Hulk, and it's running at, like, 60 frames, and it feels and looks so good. And then there's other moments where there's, like, particles all over the screen, explosions and shit.
That's when the...
And there was a point where I was playing as Black Widow, it felt like it was, like, 15, 20 frames. Like, it was bad.
But yeah, so speaking on the other stuff, you know, the big question, all right, we talked single player. I don't want it just a 10-hour game. I want a game that's going to last me for 500 hours forever.
It's going to last you.
Can this game provide that? So what I'm seeing for my early take, you know, the game came out Friday, for us, it's Monday now we're talking.
Unless you have the big bucks and spent,
unless you got the early access. Yeah. I am kind of starting to get to the point where I'm exhausting everything, like doing everything once, and then all the future content's going to be like, I could already tell is going to be like all the future missions that I'm going to be doing are going to be like recycled stuff. Like, even some of the missions I'm doing now, it's like, oh, I think I literally just went on the same map and like the same base, but like I went right instead of left at this hallway just to open up a different chest. So it is kind of getting samey. However, I've definitely put maybe at least 20 hours in it. Or probably less, honestly.
You say the same thing with Destiny, bro. And you keep playing the game. So
I mean, I was thinking about why is it different than Destiny. You know, Destiny still has many different... It has a fucking PvP as a multiplayer suite, you know? So there's definitely more things going on in Destiny, which I'm not saying, once again, is anything bad with Avengers. It doesn't need to have everything and the kitchen sink. It's okay if it just has a couple repeatable things. But right now, I don't think the current state of this game is endlessly, you know, not endlessly, but just a game that you could play daily for a month, an hour or two. However, I could easily see with there's going to be a raid. I think they're not calling it a raid. They have some other word, a fucking objective or whatever stupid other game term they have for it. So a raid in the future, whenever that comes, I think could build a lot of content, replayability, as well as the new characters. I could easily see them having, you know, 3 missions, story tailor missions, and then one guy you get to do.
Let me mention something about a raid. If they do a raid or whatever, because they already did do it in the campaign, like, you know, you have to, especially in the last mission, like we were talking about it, like having to like platform and like hit switches to turn something on. They could do that in like whatever they call it, raid or whatever. I think they have a name for it.
I think they're calling it missions, which is kind of weird.
I think I heard something, a different name, but whatever. That could be really cool, dude. If you need like a full squad, like 4 people, like hitting buttons over here, you gotta go over there and hit buttons over here, switches to activate this thing to go into a base. That would be really cool, dude.
Because right now, I think that from what I've experienced, the extent of the complexity of co-op situations, the farthest it could go is this vault mission, where it's like one guy has to be on the vault and then another guy has to be hitting these 3 numbers in order and then coming back to the middle. And it's pretty hard to do with AI guys, but it's whatever. It's not the worst. But that was the most like in-depth co-op thing. And, you know, it's a fun thing if you have 4 people. And I can easily see something mid-tier bigger. Puzzles, mid-tier switch-based third person. Maybe something like whatever Division has. I've never really seen the Division's raids, but I know that you can do that in a third-person shooter. So
the Division raids are more like you gotta hit someone in the head.
I mean, hey, dude, that would be great if Avengers did the same thing. Just fucking have all 4 Avengers smashing on a guy. It's pretty much like what it is in the movies.
That's pretty much at the end of the campaign. I want to defend the game on something really quick that I heard people complain and bitch and moan and shit.
What are they bitching about?
The battle pass, whatever the fuck it's called.
The challenge cards.
The challenge cards. That's what it is. That's what it is. Like, people, like, if you want to pay for everything at that moment, just buy, I think it's $10 or $15, whatever, for the character. If not, it's a way, an incentive to grind that character. It's something that we have, like, the community has complained about. Modern Warfare 2019, that there's no, like, challenges. Like, in the prestige mode, you're able to prestige and do challenge cards to get dark matter or whatever. Like, and the challenge is pretty much, like, it's a way to do that. And daily, like, there's two missions for you to, like, daily earn which points towards points, it. Yeah. And weekly ones, too. And because they're not like car. So
the tier doesn't advance with XP like no. Some, you know, Fortnite or whatever.
The little challenges that the game's telling you to do.
Yeah. So, and also, well, I think the greatest part of that why this is really not battle passy is because it's not attached to any season. No. There is no FOMO. You'll never be missing out. You'll never feel that, like, oh, if I don't get this now, then I'm fucked.
Like, you could buy Avengers next year and still have all the
launch. Still have it. And the other thing
is infinite. Yeah, forever.
Yeah. And you're able to get them somewhere else. It's not like they're just there. If you don't get it, it's going to be there. But, like, the last I saw, I was looking at it, and
yeah, like, you can get skins from the challenge card from...
Not the same skins, Miguel. Yeah, when you're looking at the skins in the... I know what you're saying, the cosmetic. If you look at the unlock requirements, it says...
You that requires no, because
I thought Greg Miller got the Captain America one that's, like, later on in the challenge card, and he said he got it from a drop.
No, he got that from a... I think he bought it with the green things that you could get one of the vendors. There's a bunch of currencies.
Yeah, he said he got it from Trump. There's ways to get it, dude.
Yeah, okay, either way, yeah. There's many different ways to get it between the pattern system and the... whatever.
So people to be complaining on something that is like telling, like, having there for
no you reason, to, no okay, reason rest. To be complaining.
In a perfect world, yes. They would give us the character and they would give us the challenge card for free. But, Jeff, you said this last week.
For future.
They could have charged. Okay, so the base game characters are free. The DLC characters, you're getting the character for free. You need to pay $10 for the character's challenge card. In a perfect world, both would have been free, sure. But, Jeff, like you said, we have to judge it for what it is.
In a perfect world, they would have charged a season pass. Like,
in a perfect world, this game would have no microtransactions at all. But
I'm curious. That's different.
Just let me finish what I'm saying first.
Yeah.
So and you made this point last week that let's say Hawkeye is coming. Kate Bishop, Hawkeye is coming soon.
Which our characters are coming.
And also, isn't what's his name coming too?
Spidey. What?
Spider-Man. Wasn't Ant-Man announced too?
No, Scott? Hank Pym was showing up.
I thought Scott game. Was coming too.
I mean, probably. He's in the leak.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe I just misunderstood Hank Pym's relationship in the game then. So I didn't realize Hank Pym was an NPC until...
Yeah, exactly.
Spoiler, I guess, not really.
Now he's in the trailer.
Okay, so I misunderstood that. So Spider-Man or Kate Bishop, whatever. Yeah. You get to play the character for free. You have to pay $10 to get their challenge card. You get their missions free to you. To get their challenge card, which gives you cosmetics and banners and all this shit. That's going to be $10. Jeff, you made this point. Yes, it would have been a perfect world to get both the challenge card and the character for free. But I would prefer them charging for the challenge card and give me the character for free than have to pay $10 to play as the character, period.
Yep.
So I'm not going to complain too much on that. Like, yes, they could have, whatever. Could have, should have, whatever. You know what I mean?
Plus,
but I'm not going to complain too much because they easily could have charged $10 just for me to play as Kate Bishop.
I mean, hold on. We keep saying $10. I don't know 100%. I think you could buy, I don't know 100%, but I think you could buy the challenge card with the credits you get from other characters' challenge cards.
Okay. Yes, you can. I have no idea. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, because they haven't shown how you purchased the Kate Bishop one because that's not out, of course. But if you could just, if all you have to do is get 40 tiers with one character in base game, like, you shouldn't be complaining about not being able to purchase it if you can't, like, earn the credits in the base game, you know? Like, if you can't, what's it called? If you're not playing the game enough to get credits, why you, I don't know. We'll see how you could purchase it, though.
I mean, they could have gone the way of charging for DLC packs. So I think this is a lot better than, charging for like character for like a pack of characters or whatever it is.
Hey, no more loot boxes. Like, we won that. You remember loot boxes? We like
Because World War II was the last one that had loot boxes, right? I guess Black Ops 4 had loot boxes too with the crates.
Black Ops 4 was the last game to have loot boxes, and it switched it. It switched it halfway through.
If I'm going to be honest, man, I'd rather have loot boxes.
Wow. No way.
$20-something for a fucking skin, like in Call of Duty.
But would you rather pay $2 for the chance of getting a skin?
I wouldn't, bro. I would fucking earn them for free and just hopefully I get it. Or like, well, Black Ops 4.
I feel like Black Ops 3 did okay, too, with like
early. No, Black Ops 3 was terrible. Dude, crypto keys?
Black Ops 4 was great.
Black Ops 4 right now is amazing. Either way, loot boxes, I consider it a win. 2020 needs no loot boxes.
So let's wrap up the Avengers conversation. So what
Avengers,
you,
yeah.
So,
thumbs up all around.
Mr. McMahon, what do you think of the Avengers campaign?
This is such good shit.
I agree. Great. Fucking Vince is finally saying something.
Enough said.
All right, let's move on to the news.
First up, an interesting news. Get that added. In the first announcement of a week-long PSVR celebration by PlayStation, go over to PlayStation blog for more of this celebration. There's also a sale going on for PSVR. But the first news piece is that Minecraft will be getting a PSVR support later this month. 100% the same game, same Minecraft game, but just in PSVR. I mean, PSVR first-person games are very easy to be ported. Not easy, but go port easily well to VR. So that's cool. We're seeing Minecraft now in VR. EA has responded to the fan outcry caused by intrusive ads in UFC on Reddit and has confirmed that they have been disabled by the team, and we apologize for any disruption to gameplay that players may have experienced. So this is wild. You guys saw this?
I had no idea until I saw the doc, to be honest. But this is cool, though.
I mean, they can't say that Microsoft just, like, stopped supporting the game. So, I mean, I don't know if the, like,
PlayStation
the late
version, you mean?
Yes, for PlayStation.
Microsoft?
Obviously.
What?
So, people Microsoft were saying, like, Microsoft abandoned the PlayStation version of the game, is what he's saying. Like, people said that, but clearly it's not true, is what.
Of UFC?
Saying. Of Minecraft.
Oh,
what are you did you skip news?
Like, what? Oh, no, I just started talking about the UFC, the EA thing. I didn't know you guys were.
We're talking Minecraft, bro.
What are you talking about?
Awesome.
Like, you didn't let us fucking talk.
I thought I was having a meltdown for a second.
You need to slow down a bit, bro. Fuck.
No, because when Microsoft bought Mojang, whatever, you know, people were worried, like, they're just not going to give a shit about the PS4 version. The Vita version's dead, obviously, but
yeah.
The PS4 version it's been updated with the crossplay update?
Better Together.
Now, if you want to talk about UFC now, Jeff.
Are you going to try Minecraft in VR? I don't know it on PS4, so
yeah. I don't know Vita, no. Not PS4. I mean, maybe I have Minecraft downloaded if I ever put the VR back on. I have
Minecraft on every platform except for PS4, I feel like. I have it on Switch, PS3, Vita, 360, Xbox One, PC. I was an alpha player.
I mean, I guess it is cool. Now I'm realizing, like, yeah, it is a Microsoft game. But honestly, since Microsoft bought it, it's so Minecraft's too big. It's like Mojang operates independently. Microsoft just gets a cut, you know? I don't see it as, anything negative.
For permission.
They probably do. The UFC thing, Miguel.
Let me trivia question really quick. What was the first company that
Burnout Paradise, Obama Ed.
This generation. What was the company that added ads to their game and people complain?
Who, EA? I mean, who else?
Yeah, it was EA, right? Because didn't they do it with Madden, too? Or 2K?
2K?
Nope, 2K.
NBA 2K did it.
NBA did it, and obviously they took them off. And I don't know why they did this to the USC game. Like, I'm sure they're trying to see what, like, people will, like, be okay with and obviously get more money. Because it seems like UFC, like, doesn't sell as much as they want to. And I just don't get why these companies like are putting ads on a game. You're already paying
They're monetized $60. To the teeth. Like it's
and they're insane. Yeah, and like if you want to upgrade your character or whatever, like you still gotta pay some money to get moves. Like, what the fuck?
All right, you ready for this? Okay, so this particular clip, the ad, features marketing from Amazon's The Boys second season. There is a full screen advertisement during replays. Its logo appears on the Oxgon, and it also appears above the timer on the bottom of the screen. What the fuck is this video game? Holy shit, UFC sounds insane. It's just littered with ads, like, in my $60 game. Wild.
Yeah, obviously, so, they removed them and they were like, oh, yeah. We're sorry. But
hold on, they're trying to add the Mario thing to the dock. I gotta add the Mario thing.
Oh, add the Mario thing. I like it. But yeah, I mean, I understand. It's not, it's a presents. I understand having the logo and like, you know, to make it like you can't have a NASCAR game without ads in it. That'd be crazy. But to have like on the timer and splash screens, like it shouldn't be obtrusive, the ad.
And you, I don't know if you could skip them or not, because I remember on NBA 2K, you couldn't skip them. You had to wait there for the whole minute.
That was, yeah, I remember that. That was insane. Keeping up with the sports, Miguel, why don't you cover this next one? I don't really know.
It's just a quick thing. I don't want to wait. Let's not get into it. EA, again, fucking up on their game. Madden NFL 21 franchise mode. They're finally adding some features that the community's been asking for years. Since they removed them from the fucking franchise mode. Playoff bracket they're adding. So you're going to be able to switch stuff there. Creating regression tuning. So you're going to be able to like go into the stats of a character and like either like try to bump them up or lower them or whatever. Try to mess around with that. Just pretty much stuff that used to be in the game that they removed for no reason. I don't know when they're going to add it, but at least they promise that they're going to start adding that stuff back in the game. And I feel like they're doing this because the game is just not good. It's probably the worst Madden they have released in like 10 years, dude. Like performance wise, it's just bad. Graphics is just looks dated because they haven't like updated honestly at all. I mean, what was that glitch that Jesse had, Anthony?
The field was all fucked up.
The texture wasn't on the grass. Yeah, it was like it looked like a N64 game on the field for the grass.
And that's it, there's a lot of that.
And he's
stuff
playing, and he was playing it on Xbox One X too. It's not like he's playing.
Oh,
like
he has it already.
wasn't the one that launched with the PS4 also bad? What was that? 25? There's no Madden 14, right? Was that Madden 25?
Yeah, that was 25.
So Madden 25 was Madden 14, and then Madden 15 came out the next year. So
were those bad or were those good?
They were fine.
Like, they were okay.
They were okay. Like, they were just 360 games on PS4, basically.
Yes, and it's still that right now.
Yeah,
we're in 360. That's what it is still. Like they haven't like graphically looks okay, but it looked this way from like years ago. So like, and
sad.
The Frostbite engine has fucked this game. Let me say that. And FIFA too, because that engine is not made for sports games. They have to go back to Unreal. That's the engine that they had before, right?
Was it? That's what I was running on Unreal. Madden 05. I mean, who knows? But either way, that is very cool. Madden, get back to. Is he alive? Is John still kicking?
John Madden.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still kicking. I think.
Keep it alive.
I don't think so.
He's still getting a nice check or his family. Okay.
Hold on. They should.
Yeah, he's 84. He's 84.
Yeah, there we go.
They should put him on the cover if he passes. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Of his own game, yeah. Imagine that. Imagine John Madden on the cover. What year did they stop putting John Madden on the cover and started putting the...
I don't know.
Let's talk about these two and then at the end. Because we could run through this real quick.
Next up in Ubisoft news, they kind of stealthily announced this, not stealthy at all, in one of their...
That they're going to... Last week, we talked that we're going to have one, but they haven't released a date. Now we have a date.
Oh, yeah. So the Ubisoft Forward September live stream will take place on Thursday, September 10th. That's this week. Pre-show beginning at 11 Pacific time, which is 3 p.m. Nope. Which is 2 p.m. I had a burp in the middle. Threw me off.
2 p.m.
Eastern
what?
Time. Eastern.
Eastern,
time.
It's 3. It's right there.
No, I know, but for the pre-show, but whatever. Main show, 3 o'clock. They said one new game. What do you guys think? I think we already speculated this last week, right?
What if the new game is the one they're renaming? And they're just pitching it as a new game.
Oh, the Gods and Monsters is now
Phoenix Rising.
There's a title for it's not just Phoenix Rising.
It's Phoenix Rising eats butt.
It
is now.
No, because they
Immortals.
Already
Immortals. Immortals. Phoenix Rising.
Immortals. You Phoenix Immortals. Rising. That's stupid.
That's a correction from last week.
Yes, I've listened to last week's episode to think what we thought. But they also announced a Division update, PvE endgame mode set place in a 100-floor skyscraper called the Summit. And it's pretty much every 10 floors is a checkpoint, and it's just a wave base. You know, you're walking up the floors, office building, boom, boom, boom. Some things are like cool disco night floors. But
every 10 levels, there's a boss to get to defeat. Now, this is cool. I won't survive on the fucking game. I don't know why they haven't brought
survival
fucking survival
so
back.
Good in Division 1.
It's so good.
Survival was they like built survival. Undead. Survival was like the iteration on Battle Royale that I wanted. Like
it was
like a different take on Battle Royale. Instead of everything
you had a
come
mission.
Out and being a PUBG variant, you know what I mean?
You had
it
a
was
mission.
Genuinely a new take on the Battle Royale in Division 1, and I loved it. I want to go see if I can find a popular.
And they stopped
match.
Like supporting it because it was just. I don't know. I guess people stop playing it. I mean, people stop playing the fucking game. But last time that I tried to get into a match, it just never fucking. I was never able to get in. They need to bring that back, man, and put it out separate because it was so good.
What they need to bring back are the Super Mario 3D games. Oh wait, they did. In a stealthily, I love saying stealthily, dropped Mario Super Mario 35th Anniversary Direct earlier this week.
Like I dropped this in the chat, and you're like, "Wait, what the fuck?"
Oh, I saw on chat. I saw them. I'm like, "Oh my god, it's fucking happening!" So I knew. I'm like, "All right, All Stars is what we're gonna get. That's what the trailer starts off with. It's coming so soon."
I was finally able to use the Michael Scott "It's Happening" GIF and have it apply to something.
It really was. Yes, I watched it live, and then they go next up: Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury coming February. One of the best Wii U games. One of the best Mario games. Extremely underrated. Finally, gonna be playable by the masses on the Switch. Then taking a wild left turn. Not a Mario Kart 9. Mario Kart Live Home Circuit. This is the type of shit I would normally buy. Like I have Labo, I have Ring Fit, I have all this. I have Super Mario Lego. I don't think I'm gonna pick this up. It looks a little nonsense.
Why? Wow, I feel like you and your roommates would have fun with that. Jesse's probably gonna buy it, so I'll probably just go over his house and play with it. I'm not gonna buy it for myself
because it's kind of because if you want to play multiplayer, which I think this would shine, you have to have a whole your own like a whole separate piece. So it's $200 right there for two entire carts, and you have to use two switches. It's like, I don't know. I guess it's not that bad, but we should have to buy two of them.
Your Legos are worth $100+, bro. You could afford that, okay? You'll be fine.
I can't spend it. Dude, Legos are better than toys, bro. Game & Watch Super Mario Bros. I am 100% buying this. This is a $50 fucking Game & Watch that literally plays one
it's
NES
only
ROM. Yeah.
That's
only $50. That's a steal.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a good deal. Like,
I don't know. It literally only plays one NES ROM, and then
it's a collector's item, though. I mean, that's what you buy.
It is. Oh, dude, it's gonna be so. Oh, I can't.
That's
wait
what I'm saying. It's like I'm surprised it's only $50 because it's gonna be such a hot collector's item, not because of.
Yeah,
I wouldn't buy that just to play it. I would buy it to display it, or I mean, Jesse's
that
probably
is,
gonna do that. He's probably gonna display it above his computer.
That is dropping November 13th. Hot take. They just called it. They just announced it. That's PS5's release date. November 13th. Nintendo called it, and they're battling against the PS5 with the Game & Watch.
Could you imagine?
Classic.
Or people are going to buy both because they're going to be like, "Fucking, I'm spending $600 anyways."
Next up, in a crazy announcement, Super Mario Bros. 35, a Mario Battle Royale, only playable, of course, until March 31st. So make sure you play as much as you want. But it's pretty much Tetris 99, but Mario, you're sending Goombas over to people's screens, you're going through the level, you're trying now, to survive.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't there a fan-made Mario Battle Royale that was similar to this that Nintendo shut down?
You are absolutely correct. This was like, I want to say a couple months ago, but now that's not true. It's probably a year ago at this point. But there was a Super Mario Bros. Battle Royale, which was essentially everyone's playing at the same time. You see everyone's like silhouette jumping like in the background.
It was fan made, like Flappy Bird.
Yeah, exactly. And Nintendo shut that down like under 24 hours, and it clearly makes sense why they were working on their own. Super Mario All-Stars, the NES game, is now on the Switch, which is exactly what they did for the 20th anniversary. They literally Super just Nintendo released that ROM. Huh?
You say NES? It's Super Nintendo.
Oh, Super NES, I guess. Yeah, you're right. And then a bunch of other games are having some cool Mario tie-ins. You could get a pin set on their website. But yeah, I'm super excited. Miguel, are you... I remember you saying something about Mario. Or am I making that up? Do you like Mario 64? Or you never even played it?
Did you even talk about the Super Mario All-Star 3D yet?
Was the first thing I said.
No, I thought you were talking about... You were talking about Super Mario World 3D. Or 3D World.
Oh.
You didn't talk about the big one.
I said September 18th. I guess I didn't go in depth in it, but yeah.
You didn't go in depth. That's the big one.
Fair enough. Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Galaxy. Galaxy and Sunshine will be playable in 1080p, 64 in 720p. I just saw Game Explain do analysis. It looks like they are going literally back to the source code and using those assets. So things aren't muddied and ugly. So everything is now freshened up in OG source material.
I'm so excited about that.
Was that also price? That is just like a high res of the game, an actual not like an actual remake of the game, like made from the ground up with the new engine.
If I'm being honest, it's an interesting predicament. I don't need a from the ground up remake of 64. I would rather a new Odyssey. You know what I mean? Like, if they were going to outsource it and Bluepoint was going to do a remake from the ground up of Super Mario 64, sure. That's not going to happen.
PlayStation owns Bluepoint now.
You know what I'm saying, though. If they were going to outsource it to another studio that's going to do it from the ground up, sure. Nintendo's not going to do that. I would rather
they can't make anything better than Nintendo 64, bro. That is the pinnacle, and that's
Super,
it, bro,
Super Mario 64.
Right? There's two, I don't even know. No, the 64, the worst selling console. best case scenario, I would have liked the Combat Anniversary or Combat Evolved Anniversary Collection type situation where you could swap between like the odd, it wouldn't really make sense, but like Odyssey art style and then like, not art style, but like, an upgraded look and then an old school look back and forth. I don't know.
I guess I must be an outlier because I'm fine with it. I'm totally, I would have paid $60 to just play Super Mario 64. Super Mario 64 is one of my favorite games of all time. I would have paid full price for just Super Mario 64. The fact that Sunshine and Galaxy are included is just gravy for me, honestly.
Dude, Jesus. Galaxy looks so crisp. Galaxy looks amazing on 480p Wii.
Super Mario 64 is one of the greatest games of all time. I'm sorry. It's a fact.
Well, I said that. It's the best fucking Mario game ever. Now, what do you guys think that 2 Galaxy, I think it's Galaxy 2, right? Or Chance?
Yeah, so odd.
So my theory that I told, I don't remember if I said it in the chat or if I said it to Jesse.
I think you said it somewhere.
My theory is that because they're, and this is another stupid thing they're doing, they're limiting the run of this physical and digital.
Digital and physical.
What are you limiting digital sales for? So they're limiting the sales until March, I think.
March 31st.
My theory is that they're gonna release it again the following year. So 2021, end of the year, and it'll include Super Mario Galaxy 2, and then existing owners will be able to like pay $10 to $15 to upgrade or add the DLC or whatever. I think they're going to do something like that because it's the same, we talked about this. It's the same thing as the Disney Vault, where if you take something away, it's going to drive even more demand when it comes back.
Oh, no, I understand that. But why not have 2? Why not have Galaxy 2?
Because I think that's going to be the selling point when they bring it back again.
I guess. But I mean, I feel like it would have to be so much farther out than just 1 year.
Okay, let me ask you guys this.
I just threw out an arbitrary year. If
they do that, right? they bring it up, let's just say a year after. I know the answer, but wouldn't you guys be a little pissed off if you guys bought the first one and it doesn't include it, and then they're like asking you like, hey, you gotta pay $60 again?
Well, no, I mean, in this situation, it would be an upgrade. You would just pay the upgrade price, or you'd buy a la carte.
It would be like DLC. It would be like how Halo Reach was added to Master Chief Collection. Although that was free.
Nintendo.
That was a free upgrade with Halo
Reach.
This
is Nintendo. Nintendo hasn't, like, we can't, like, well, I'm just assuming that it's going to be
by that logic. By that logic, this is Nintendo. They're never going to remake two.
They're done here.
Nintendo's logic.
Or what if it's a big surprise and you open the game
again, like they're doing?
Galaxy 2 is just there, but they didn't talk about it.
Let me say this too. How fucking dumb is it that people complain about the remakes, ground up remakes that this generation has seen, but Nintendo is giving you pretty much a port of pretty much the same old games, and you have to pay $60 for them?
I don't know who's making complaints about what.
Didn't people complain like, oh, why they're fucking remaking fucking Final Fantasy? Why are people remaking Ranch and Clank? Why are people remaking?
Are there people complaining about that? I haven't really seen that.
They were when.
All right, maybe.
I don't know a single person that was mad Final Fantasy VII was mad.
I can't speak for them.
There are zero people that I've ever known that complained about Final Fantasy
VII. I'm saying community wise.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone even on the internet complain that Final Fantasy VII got remade.
Are you guys fucking like blocking shit out?
Dude, when they announced Final Fantasy VII Remake, the internet exploded with joy and happiness. What are you talking about?
With Ratchet and Clank, the games that have been remade.
But Ratchet and Clank,
most of them.
I mean, the 2016 Ratchet and Clank was not that just came out of nowhere. It was only $40 and it was great. The new Ratchet and Clank's a new game. Who complained about the 2016 Ratchet and Clank?
Miguel's in these circles of complaints. I mean, I bet there are people complaining. I'm not saying there are, but I just don't know the reasoning for complaining.
Yeah, like, why? Like, did people complain about Ratchet & Clank 2016? I feel like everyone
loves
it.
Guys, let's focus on the positive. Let's get away from the negative.
It came out of nowhere. Xbox, you don't have to buy it.
Xbox is heading to Tokyo Game Show next week, celebrating Japanese game creators and games. Updates coming to Microsoft Flight Sim for PC. Japanese Minecraft community creativity. Showcase broadcast in Japanese only, and you guys are going to be so excited for this because this is the thing we've all been waiting for. No new next gen news. So there's going to be some Xbox stuff this month.
And this is at the end of the month.
Okay. I just need to ask one question. It is the only question.
Okay.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares about anything at this event?
It's so wild because what this is saying is
Japanese, bro. They're gonna show up Japanese games if they have any.
Xbox showing Japanese games. Okay, you're gonna show Blue Dragon remake.
Imagine. Yeah, so that's a wild thing. I don't really know what's going on there. We'll see what happens next episode. But jumping into what you could play now, what's dropping this week. I mean, check out Avengers, like we said. But if you don't want to check that out, oh, Anthony, did you get to play Tony Hawk at all?
Yes, I did, actually. I'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it
when we get to the what we played.
Oh, good call, good call. But starting off with Kingdoms of Amalur: Re-Reckoning on Tuesday.
Not that good.
Oh, reviews dropped for that already?
Yeah, it's...
What, give me the credit? MC? What's MC saying?
MC? I don't know. I just saw IGN gave it a 6.
75? 75 with 14 critics? Not bad, not bad.
And it's fine. It's probably just a straight-up port.
I don't know why it dropped in a Monday.
It didn't. It dropped on Tuesday.
Tomorrow, but the reviews are today. My bad. Yeah, that's on me. That's on me. I'm tweaking out.
Okun Kong Madness.
This whole 3-day weekend's fucking people up. But it's a 4-day weekend for me because I had a company holiday on Friday. So I'm like all.
I'm dreading going back to work tomorrow. But yeah, Labor Day.
I don't want it.
Star Renegades PC. The Sims 4 Star Wars Journey to Batuu Game Pack comes to all systems September 8th. That's tomorrow.
I didn't know that. It's like they announced it like 2 weeks ago. I feel like.
One of Microsoft Studios' biggest drops this fall season, The Outer Worlds Peril on Gorgon DLC. That's coming to, of course, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. That drops September 9th. This is going to be free. No, I actually don't know. Do you guys know if this is included with Game Pass?
Nope, it's not.
Because DLC's
not. We had this conversation. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. Okay. So
buy DLC for a game you don't own.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting. The concept. Bounty Battle, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PC. MO Astray, Switch, and Inertial Drift, Sounds familiar, but I can't put my tongue on it. Next up, what we've been playing, let me just speak quickly on besides Avengers. I got Fast and Furious Crossroads in the mail from Gamefly.
That's a mobile game, right?
Wow. Okay. This game literally looks like a PS3 game. I don't know how it got made.
Made it on the PS3?
I wish. It could have easily been a fun split second S game with like a lot of explosion stuff, but it's just so like cheaply put together and cheaply made. And it's like Vin Diesel doesn't even play Dom well. It's like his voice literally sounds like he's purposefully doing a double A budget game from PS2. It's like, was that your fucking voice direction to be purposely bad? I don't know.
You're telling me that this was a game that was probably made and they asked probably Mr. Ben Diz over here, hey, can we just put you guys in the video game and give you guys some money? And they're like, fuck it. Dude, and it was probably like a mobile game and they're like,
Let's back up for a second.
And it's going to sell because
let's back up for a second. Let's back up to, I think, November or December, right, of 2019. This was the big game announcement at the fucking Game Awards. This was the one last thing at the Game Awards, and it is a fucking wet fart. That's insane. That's insane to me. That's
how you to know. Be expected. I mean, that original trailer was so hilarious. But I'm like,
remember,
it's a short
game. We thought we're like Bloodborne 2. It's got to be Rocksteady's game.
No, Jeff said that was supposed to be. It was Half-Life Alyx, but it got pulled right beforehand, so it wasn't really his fault.
Okay, I didn't know that. So okay, learn something.
The finale was Half-Life Alyx. It's like a 3-4 hour game, so I'm gonna try giving it. Maybe there's like some fun schlocky things towards the end. That's that. Anthony, how about the other game that came out on Avengers Day?
So I played a couple games this week. More Spiritfarer. I'm really loving the gameplay loop of this, where it's like you have to collect resources and then you build stuff and then you like go do the things for your spirits that you're trying to ferry across the, you know, through the gates of whatever the fuck. I really enjoy the loop of the game. It's really chill. It's a really kind of good game to have on while you're watching TV or something. And then the big one that I played outside of Avengers was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. I don't know if Remake is in the title. I think it's just called Tony Hawk's Pro Skater
1. It's actually 1 not in the 2. Title, which is weird. Yeah, it's literally just called 1 plus 2.
It's fantastic, man. I have nothing negative to say about it. I don't think... Now, don't quote me, because I could have just completely missed it. I don't think there's any microtransactions in this game. I think everything you
do... There are. What I've seen, I haven't played the game, but what I've seen, like people say, like Tim Geddes and stuff, that there are zero.
Yeah, so I can't. Now. I could. I think that you might be able to like upgrade to the deluxe edition. Like you get.
It is
you got, like, you got like a bonus character in the deluxe edition, like a bonus skater. Mm-hmm. So maybe you could upgrade that, but that's even still just like upgrading your edition, not as less than a microtransaction. You know?
Knowing that it's Activision. And with
there is so much in-game content in this game, it's insane. There's so many decks you can unlock. There's so many, there's just so much to do in this game. And there's in-game challenges that you can only do
more than the originals. Or is it all of the content from the originals? Like
it's all the content from the originals plus new content. There's so many. Okay, there's more new decks. Skaters. There's more, new decks. Okay, there's a Beats by Dre fucking like emblem you could unlock, which that wasn't around in 1997.
That's funny. Yeah. Any fun characters? Like, I assume you're too early, but like, have you seen anything? Like, is there a Spider-Man? I mean, probably not Spider-Man, but is there like
I haven't seen anything, cop? But I just might not have pulled.
Clown.
What was the cop's name?
I forgot. Dude, he was they three, had Darth right? Vader, right? Or Maul in the original. I think Maul, original. But did they also have two. Darth Vader? Yeah, in one of the sequels, yeah.
Because I know 3 was the cop, right?
I think so. I don't know. I remember they had fun.
He had the special that was called Assume the Position.
Maybe I'm thinking mods. I don't know. But yeah, so you're enjoying it? That's awesome.
I'm loving it, man. I mean, I can't believe that they kept it the 2-minute timer for like the, you know, the main, you know, not story, but like the main like campaign, I guess you can call it, like levels. Like kept it 2 minutes. And it doesn't feel like I thought it was 2 minutes is gonna be way too short. You can get a lot fucking done in these levels in 2 minutes. So okay. And the one thing that Tony Hawk admitted to adding in that interview with Jeff Keighley is they did add the was it the reverts or the manuals? I don't remember if manuals were in the original game. But they one of the two, I think it was the revert that they added into one that it wasn't originally in one. Cause he's like, you know, we wanted to keep it pure, but we felt that this was key to, you know, doing your combos and everything. So the game plays.
Listen to this. Oh, sorry. Continue.
No, go ahead.
In Tony Hawk Underground 2, there's an unlockable character named COD Soldier, COD, which is literally just a soldier from the Call of Duty games. But like OG Call of Duty, so it's like a fucking World War II Marine.
Oh, so it wasn't even like Reznov, right? Like it was pre-Reznov.
No, it's just like COD soldier.
Just some random schmuck.
Billy Joe Armstrong was a secret skater in Tony Hawk's American Wasteland. Darth Maul was the novelty character after completing all 54 goals in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, or if you enter the cheat code Yo Homies. One of Darth Maul's special move in-game is the Force Grab. That's fucking pretty cool. Just thought I should, and his name was Officer Dick.
Officer Dick. Yeah, that's what,
so I should bring some.
Yeah, I mean, the games play great. They look great. You know, I mean, they're completely overhauled. It would have been cool if there was that Halo Combat Evolved thing where you could switch back and forth between the looks, but I'm not going to complain about that.
Yeah, that would be.
I think I just had a smile on my face the entire time playing it. Like I was playing, what level was it? I mean, it's probably Warehouse too, but like just pretty much every level I played so far, like I just had a smile on my face. Like I was just like, I can't fucking believe I'm playing a modern version of this game that I played basically every day for a whole summer back in, you know, back whenever the fuck it came out. I probably got it the year after.
Would you recommend this game to someone who, like, who's a new guy who hasn't played the OG?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, yeah, if you're a skate fan, like the, you know, the sim stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I was never a skate guy.
You've never even played a skateboard game. How approachable is this?
100%. I love it. Yeah. Because the first few levels, so there's goals. There's a list of goals you do for each level, and the more goals you do, unlock later levels. And you don't have to do all the goals to unlock all the levels. So the high scores you have to get early on are pretty low scores. I was doing like the high scores in like one combo for like the first few levels. And, I mean, it's 100% approachable to new players. If you're an old Tony Hawk fan, the only people that are going to bitch and complain about this game are going to be skate fans. Cause they're like, oh, I can't go back to sim games. Oh, it's so ridiculous that Bob Burnquist could do a backflip. Like people like that are going to bitch. But, other than that, I mean, if you're a fan of the originals, absolutely play this. If you just want to play a fun game, I mean, it's only $40 and you get two of the two original games in it. So I love it. I'm having a blast with it.
Jango Fett was in Tony Hawk 4 as well. So the secret skaters are spoilers in the new one is Officer Dick played by Jack Black and Roswell Alien. And then the Ripper is the deluxe guy.
Yeah, because Roswell was the secret level in the original game.
Oh, cool. There's Call of Duty Endowment DLC?
In Tony Hawk?
You get two Call of Duty Endowment logos and create a skater, boards, wheels, clothes, and gear. It's pretty cool.
I know. Oh, that's the other thing, too, is that they added create a skater and create a park is back, and that's awesome. I create a park in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. My brother and I used to literally just spend hours and hours and hours doing the Creator Park stuff. And we would make like these death traps. Like we would make it like you have to skate over this pit of fucking giant nails or something. Like we used to do stuff like that. So I'm glad that that's back as well. But yeah, I mean, it's for $40. I can't find any complaints about this game, man. I'm loving it.
That's sad. Bam Margera isn't in this game.
I don't think he was in one or two, right? I don't remember.
Good call. He wasn't.
I think he was Bam adding Thug. Yeah, like, and then
or
Thug
four,
2.
Maybe.
Maybe 4, definitely Thug, and then Thug 2 was just a glorified episode of Viva La Bam. Man, ugh. Man, Thug 1 was so fucking good. And Thug 2 was fun to play, but the story was just so stupid compared to, like, Thug 1, I would say, had a good story in it. On top of the gameplay being fun. And then Thug 2 was dumb.
It's on my Gamefly, so I'm excited to try it out.
Yeah, definitely try it out. It's a good Gamefly game too, because you can 100% both one and two, like challenge wise, or not challenges.
Yeah, so someone on Twitter got 100% within like 6 hours.
I'm at like 40 something percent in the first game, and I only played it for a couple hours. So you can 100% the goals pretty easily. So I would say it's a good Gamefly game too. If you're a hardcore Tony Hawk fan, I would just say just buy it. But if you're someone that just wants to try it, like you, Jeff, it's a good game for that too, because you could definitely play it for a week and feel very satisfied with it.
Awesome.
And Miguel, have you played anything else? Oh, you want to talk about Spellbreak?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
What do you think?
It's a game. No, it's a battle royale. I've been waiting for this game because it was it came out as like early access, I guess, paid early access. And it's a battle royale with like magic stuff. So you like pick up like armor, like what is it, like a glove that gives you magic, I assume?
The gauntlet.
Like, yeah, it's a gauntlet. Yeah, a gauntlet, I guess. Like it gives gauntlet. You like either like fire, wind.
So the elements, ice. Let me think of the, so the elements are fire, ground, ice, fire, ice, or stone, I guess it's called.
Stone.
Wind, and then there's a toxic one.
And a toxic, yes. And,
lightning.
Lightning, yes.
Which is the, and, no, tempest is wind. I don't remember. But yeah.
There's six. All right. It's fun. It's funny because, we started playing at the same time, me and Anthony. And we went in a fucking just destruction streak for like four games straight. We won
our first four matches. We won.
We won,
and we won them by like a lot, like
a landslide, man. And then it's like a switch turned on, and we just were getting
hard. We got skill based real hard. There was like one or two matches where it was close at the end.
Yeah, it was close.
But there was a couple other matches where like four squads swarmed us at like all at once, and we're like, "What the fuck?"
I'm like, "Oh wow, it feels like Apex." that's what I thought. The game's fun overall. It's only I think like 64 players. I think, right?
50 or 60, yeah, I think.
Say around there, and I think it's fun. I enjoy what I played. Now that today, which is Monday, Labor Day, they added solos and duos. Because when the game launched last week, it was just trios. I think I'm going to jump in more and play it. I did enjoy what I played.
What I said about the game is that I thought it felt like if Realm Royale... if it replaced the guns with just magic and you just had magic abilities.
Plus that look, that Zelda type of look, graphically.
It's got that kind really of like cell shaded cartoony kind of look too. Yeah. I like it. I dig it.
I like that you could like mix magic. So like because you could have two types of elements in each hand.
Yeah. So I had like the ice in one hand for the sniper. Yeah. And then I had like the toxic thing where I was able to like slow people down with it. So
like you could throw, like if I had a wind, so I threw the little like tornado thing. And if you shot fire to it, like it turned the thing into like a fire tornado looking thing.
It's what was the other game that did that? Where like you combos with elements.
Zelda maybe? Fucking.
I think it might have been Anthem, honestly. I think Anthem, you were able to like combo stuff.
I don't know. The game has potential.
Yeah, I mean, it's a free-to-play game.
It's free to play. I think people are gonna like play it.
If you're into battle royales and you're into magic, yes, check it out. It's fun. I mean, I don't know how long the legs on it will be. We might just move on and say fuck it and go back to Apex. Who knows? But
Apex is my baby.
I'm trying to get Tay to try it with us tonight, so maybe we'll get her to try it with us tonight. But I thought it was fun. I had fun with it.
Yeah. I think I had fun with it too. I'm glad that it's now free and we try it out. Trying it out, playing it out, and getting four straight wins, baby. Four straight boom. Woo. That was exciting.
Did you play anything else this week? Or is that really it? Just Avengers.
I want to go back to Rogue Company and see if they have fixed the servers. Because last time that we stopped playing it because the servers were migrating. To get ready for crossplay. No, it seems like they have been fixed now, but I'm not sure. And like, I don't want to jump in by myself because you need an extra team to play.
Yeah, we should at least jump in, me, you, and Tay. I don't know if Jesse's going to play with us anymore because his connection on PS4 is bad. But there's in-game chat, so maybe we'll play with him from his Xbox. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Anything else that we want to talk about game-wise, gentlemen, before we go to the question of the week?
Not really. I think I'm going to jump into more Ghost of Tsushima. I think I'm just going to move on from Avengers for now. I'll leave it installed. I'm not going to uninstall it.
But dude, it's small. It's like under 60 gig.
It's not COD, all right, bro?
It's not unreasonably large.
It's just normal large.
Compared to any other live service? Even like Warframe's like a shitload.
Look at Destiny, bro. They're taking shit out.
And Rockstar, Destiny, yeah. So I'm happy right now that Avengers is small.
I'm
going
to leave it installed for now. I'll check out maybe the post-game stuff in a week or two, but I want to get back to this.
I'm telling you, play Ghost first. Yeah, don't worry about
I'm really enjoying it. I mean, I kind of talked about it last week, but I mean, that dude getting struck by lightning, I was like, what the fuck? Like, that guy jumped when that dude got struck by lightning. So I'm in. I love Jin as a character, and I have a feeling it's not gonna be sunshine and roses between Jin, Sakai, and Lord Shimura going forward. I have a feeling. I don't know what happens, but I just feel like it's not gonna work out between them.
It's not. Spoilers. It's not. And I haven't played it.
That's not actually a spoiler. He's talking out of
this. I don't know. I'm just playing. I don't know. Question of the week, gentlemen. Is this the week? The week that we get the news.
Ooh. Is it?
The week that we get the important price and date of the PS5.
Is the event official yet, or is it still rumored?
What?
Is the event official, or is it still just a rumored event?
What event?
The Sony PlayStation event.
There is not a single official event.
So I'm going to say it is not the week.
Last month, and they didn't have anything.
That was Xbox.
We're doing the
percentages. Yes, I say 0%.
It's a week. Zero. Days.
Yeah, this is. I'm not feeling it. It's a Labor Day week. You can't do it on Labor Day. We're already one day off. They're not going to make an.
I think it's going to be next week.
It could be next week.
Next week
we're getting an announcement on when the announcement is.
I could see an announcement for an announcement this week, and then next week the announcement.
This is my prediction. Real quick.
I'm gonna say 35% this week, 65% next week.
Ooh.
I'm gonna say 25% this week, and 75% next week. And I feel like Friday they're going to tell us we're going to have something next Tuesday.
Dude, I just want to be on chosen. Monday
and like tune in. You could go into the thing now.
Are you guys going to... So Miguel, you're going GameStop because you have a bunch of credit to GameStop.
Well, see, this is the thing. Like, are they going to be able to... Like, am I going to be able to pre-order in GameStop? Or is it just going to be a PlayStation thing only?
You have to... There's no way they would limit it from Best Buy and GameStop.
You never know, bro.
Target.
Jeff, I mean, they already have the pre-order.
Hypothetically, let's say you're able to pre-order from whatever company you want to pre-order from. Are you going to go through PlayStation, Jeff? Do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to be pre-ordering it from multiple locations. I can't trust no one right now.
And then you just cancel them before you get charged.
Yeah.
I'm getting it if I can.
It's a down payment.
I have enough money right now. I could put down payments on
fucking big baller over here.
I need the PlayStation.
Fucking buy again. Let me
revise the question. You can only pre-order from one location. They trace your IP. Where you go? Are you going PlayStation.com?
That's a great question. Amazon, because of the reliability, but I would go for PlayStation. Is still new, you know, like they opened the PlayStation Direct store this year or late last year maybe.
And let's be honest, if you order from PlayStation, you're probably not gonna get it for a week.
I can't imagine they have the best shipping, you know.
Yep.
Amazon could get you shit no matter what. Like,
see,
they
I'm going
have slaves
GameStop first of all because I got $400 in credit.
I have
GameStop.
A bunch of credit also, you remember that a couple of years 2 years ago or last year?
And I got $400 there. and I want to fucking pick it up the day that comes out.
Same.
So the thing
that's my issue is that like I don't want to get it from the PlayStation website and then not get it.
See, this is why like I'm like I want them to tell us the day they're gonna announce it, so I know to show up really quick to the GameStop store so I could pre-order it to make sure that I'm one of the first guys to get it. Because I don't know if it's gonna be limited.
100% limited.
And, and they're gonna have like a list of people. And they're going to go by that list, whoever, like, signs up. And whoever's, like, if they're getting only 100 in that store, the first 100 people that got there and pre-ordered the game, the console are going to get it.
That happened. That happened for the Switch also in the PS4. Yeah,
like, that's what my issue is. Like, I just want a date and just have it so I could just know to go and pre-order. Because I'm going to get it. I know it's going to be $500, $600 easily. I, at this point, I'm just like, Sony, just let me pre-order the fucking thing. Here's like, my fucking wallet.
I just want to know the date so I can take it off of work.
Another thing that we forgot to talk about really quick. NVIDIA announcing those graphic cards. Are those graphic cards like the ones that were... like some type of that graphic card has to be have been like used for the consoles, no? Because NVIDIA is doing the graphics, the graphic cards for the consoles, no? Do you think it's the previous generation that they're using?
Brandon, one of my good friends, he listens to the show every week, so Brando, what GPUs are they using in the PS5 and the Series X, and are they comparable?
Because if it's Rich Racing, it has to be the 2080s, no?
It would probably be a custom card similar to the 2060 280 line.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm guessing the 3000 series cards are going to be way better than what's in the PS5 and
so obviously. And it seems like Call of Duty has confirmed that 120 hertz. It's been out there 120 hertz for the PS5.
Didn't we talk about that last week?
I
thought we said
we talked about it. We did.
No, we didn't.
We talked about
the trailer and stuff like that that happened.
But not
the 120.
Go pull the doc up. We talked about
We said it this week. 2 days will be the multiplayer reveal, and we'll keep you posted on that.
We'll definitely talk about that next week. That'll probably be the main topic next week.
And people already have played it thanks to this dumbass that streamed it. A lot of us saw the 6 minutes. Yeah. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Forgot I watched that.
Yeah. That's like, do you guys want to talk about what we saw?
Nah. We'll talk about the official. What's the difference? Yeah.
Because Mr. Lauren Saber Bunderhart tweeted that, oh, you guys haven't seen anything yet.
So we'll see.
Whatever.
I think it's dinner time, boys.
Yeah, I gotta pee. This has been PlayStation Best Friends Presents Faster Than Reloading episode 21. For any questions, comments, concerns, shoot us a DM or a tweet on Twitter at Faster Than Reloading or our Twitter handle. Jeff's distracting me with his fucking Razor Crest if you're watching the video. Twitter handle is at FTR_pod. On Twitter, we are at Anthony Palm, at Mr. Brawl 96 and at Dark Angel 1010 underscore. On PlayStation Network, I am the only X188. That is the word 1-O-N-E, numbers 88. Jeff is Brawl 96 and Miguel is Dark Angel 1010, no underscore. You can also find us on YouTube, youtube.com/fasterthanreloading, where we post the video version of the show every single week. We also post some opinion pieces on YouTube. Jeff and I streamed the Warzone Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War reveal, which we then posted to YouTube as well. So we do stuff like that all the time as well. And then Miguel puts his opinion on Call of Duty and how skill-based matchmaking is terrible all the time. Jeff should do a new version of his Destiny tutorial video because that did a lot of good numbers and he doesn't like to acknowledge it. So check that video out. And that's going to do
it. And Jeff, I'll give you $10 for that piece of shit toy.
It's a Lego. It's not a toy.
That's going to do it. We'll catch you all next week.
Peace.
Remember, switching to your pistol is always faster than reloading.